Two composers' depictions of heroic acts are brought to our ears by Wisconsin classical musicians today. We'll hear one personal vision of the highest in human aspirations after an example of how to underscore a valiant battle for movie audiences around the world. The events in the life of Taras Bulba, the title character of the romanticized historical novella published by Nikolai Gogol in 1842, have gone on to inspire operas, symphonic poems, and films, most notably the American adaptation of 1962 that starred Yul Brynner and Tony Curtis. The Oscar-nominated score was written by Franz Waxman, who used Ukrainian folk tunes throughout. Fellow Oscar winner Bernard Herrmann considered it one of the best film scores ever written. The scene where Taras Bulba leads his army in a surprise attack is accompanied by such thrilling music that the Ride of the Cossacks has become a stirring interlude in the concert hall, as we hear from John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
No actual movie needed, as the audience in Overture Hall roars its approval at The Ride of the Cossacks, written for the 1962 film Taras Bulba by Franz Waxman. John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra included it in a concert devoted to film scores in March of 2015. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Kevin McMahon will lead the Sheboygan Symphony through a program of memorable movie music this Saturday evening at the Weill Center, including the work of Sergei Prokofiev, Ennio Morricone, and Howard Shore. You'll find details at SheboyganSymphony.org. In just a moment, Heroic Beethoven, in performance in Appleton. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The title page of Beethoven's Third Symphony was originally inscribed Buonaparte, but the composer scratched out that title when Napoleon declared himself emperor. When the work was published in 1806, the new title, Eroica, heroic, prefaced the line, to celebrate the memory of a great man. Some decades later, Richard Wagner insisted that this symphony in E-flat major explored four phases of heroism: action, tragedy, serenity, and love. What has held our attention for the last two centuries, however, is not any specific individual or programmatic tie, but the revolutionary nature of the music itself. From the harmonic and rhythmic tension of the first movement, through the solemnity of the second movement's funeral march, the unexpected syncopations in the third movement's scherzo, and the final orchestral triumph through the buildup of the fourth movement's variations, this is a work that creates, from the accepted symphonic structure, a work of greater length, complexity, and power than anything that had come before. Brian Groner and the Fox Valley Symphony took their audience on a hero's journey in 2009. Today we join that performance of Beethoven's Eroica Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan Groner conducting the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat, the Eroica Symphony, at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on October 3, 2009. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. The orchestra is planning a monumental concert in Appleton this Saturday evening with Mozart's 39th Symphony and Claire Huangsi as soloist in Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. Information at foxvalleysymphony.com. As always, our performing heroes are all of our Wisconsin classical musicians, inspiring us all to greater things. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.